Hey, everybody.
Wow. Over 300 followers. Oh my God. I'm speechless. Like, yesterday when I posted my, return to Reddit post, I already, saw how many people had already followed me, since I had left, and, I wanted to do something special about that, and then, just noticing that I'm now up, over, past the 300 threshold, and I'm like, wow, okay, again, speechless. Thank you all so much for all of your support, your kind words, your encouragement, your love, and, just being my special good boys after all this time. Me being on Reddit. So I just want to do a little kind of questionnaire to kind of, honor the 300 followers. 300 plus, excuse me, 300 plus followers. I'm still thrown by that, but just a little something to thank you guys for everything that you've done for me and just for being so supportive of me during this whole experience of being a Gonewald audio performer. So yeah, so I picked out this questionnaire. It's on you can find it on Gonewald's backstage, or Gonewald audio backstage, I guess, and it's one of the first ones at the top. So it's by Ethereum. I apologize if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. Technically it's an M4A, but I don't care. I'm just going to do what I want. So this is 27 questions, just random questions in general. So, might as well get started. Okay. Zombie apocalypses are common scenarios. So how would you just survive a dinosaur apocalypse? Well, I wouldn't. yeah, no. Any kind of apocalyptic scenario, I know I would not survive because I have no desire to know and understand survival skills, even though I'm sure I can learn it. I just don't want to. And, I mean, you don't really know how long you're gonna last among fucking dinosaurs. Jurassic Park is our first clue, basically. All they escaped, it was all pure luck, honestly. So, yeah, I'm not very lucky, except for, having all of you guys behind me. It's fantastic, but in all other aspects, I'm not lucky, so I would not survive. If that's not an acceptable answer, then I'd probably be hang out with the herbivores, learn when they can sense danger and be help the babies kind of escape. And if they trip on a rock or something, I help them up, but I have to get in good with the parents first. So, I don't know. I'll be helpful in some way, but I don't think... Yeah, again, I really don't think I'm going to last. Anyway, next one. Name a particular food you cannot live without. Oh. Oh, God. That's a tough one. I have three options that I would choose from. So I'd either chocolate... pasta, specifically spaghetti, or tacos, because all three of those things are life for me. To pick one. God, I guess chocolate, just because I have a sweet tooth, and I really don't like fruit-based desserts, and I can't really subsist on fruit-based desserts. So, yeah, I guess, I don't know. Yeah, chocolate. Okay. You are given $20,000 and told you must spend it all in 1 hour or lose it. What do you buy? Well, I would go to a convention, preferably close by so I can save on money, and I would buy like all the anime figurines and plushies that I could possibly find, and like old video games that I played when I was younger, like old consoles. I'd be very like particular about like how to kind of like budget myself too. But yeah, I just pure geek merchandise. That's all I would spend it on. Okay, next one is, if an audio poster sounds to you like someone famous, do you point it out to them? Unless it's someone that I, like, someone famous that I, like, really like, or, like, pay attention to, then I might, but otherwise probably not, just because it's, like, it's also pretty easy, like, to mimic voices as well, right? So for some people. So I think it's definitely a mark of a talented person if they can mimic that voice, or if their voice is naturally that too. That's super awesome. But I don't know. I just feel like comparing someone to someone famous just kind of takes away from the authenticity of the person. That's just me though. Okay. Your car is destroyed, but you are given the giant version of any living animal to use as a transport. What do you pick? I have an invisible car, so which means I don't drive. but any living animal to use as a transport. What do you pick? Sorry, giant version. Oh God, I don't know. It has to be something like easy to kind of like train, I guess. Oh. Man, that's a tough question. I don't want something fast too. Maybe a cheetah, just because I don't want to go slow. I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Okay, you're stuck on an island with three celebrities. Who do you pick? Oh. Okay. What's the name of that guy who's like, really good with survival. What's it? Bear Grylls, probably. I'd probably want to have him on there. Just so he can, you know, teach the survival stuff. Celebrities. God, I don't know. Because as much as I'd want to have, like, you know, the cute celebrities that I like, I mean, I also need, like, they also need to be, like, amenable and helpful to like trying to like, you know, get off or survive, get off the island or survive basically. I don't know. I guess Vic Mignogna, because he is awesome and I am absolutely in love with his voice. Who would be my third? Man, I don't know. Questions. So many questions. Damon Albarn, because he's funny, I guess. Yeah, and you can sing songs to get through every day, I guess. Vic can too, but yeah. Okay. What's your favorite movie and what's your connection to it? Ooh. My favorite movie of all time is Legend. It's a movie from the late 80s, and it's like a fantasy kind of thing. It's got like all the fantasy tropes of like there was a princess and you know, balance of like good and evil. There's unicorns that keep that balance of good and evil, and it's just like all the fantasy tropes, and it's like the movie that I like just absolutely fell in love with. Then I read like, was it A Hero with 1,000 Faces by that one author? I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it has like follows all those steps in like the hero's journey as well. So I'm like, yes, now I have a basis of understanding what this stuff comes from. So and a personal connection to it. Just it's something I watched as a kid and I fell in love with, basically. And I love stories. I love to know, like, okay, where do these tropes come from? What can I learn from them? What makes a story good or bad? And yeah, I don't know. It just taught me a lot, but also was very entertaining. And Ridley Scott is, like, my favorite director. Okay, so if you had to listen to one style of music your whole life, what would it be? Oh, that's easy. Hard rock. Hands down, hard rock. I grew up with it, still listen to it, I love it. Still got a lot of artists that I have to, like, really sit down and listen to them. But absolutely, absolutely hard rock. Okay, next one is, your home is suddenly about to be sucked into another dimension and you can save only three things. What do you choose, not counting family members? Oh, because you have to think about, like, whether, you know, like, are electronics going to be useful? Like, would a laptop work? Would a phone work? Like, is that even worth bringing? I'd probably want to bring, like, my phone and a charger just so that, just in case it does work. Oh, and, like, you know, maybe there's a means to, like, upgrade it in the new dimension. That's assuming I go to, like, a futuristic dimension. Probably, like a pen and paper or, like, a notebook sort of thing, just so that I can have a means of, like, you know, writing things down. Like, I'm very much, like, the quiet person who sits at a table and just, like, listens to people and looks at things and, like, makes notes of stuff. So, just something that I can use to, like, document, like, my experience there. And if there's any notable things that I need to remember in order to get back home, I'm thinking probably way overthinking this, but that's where my brain's going. Let's see, the third object, what would I take with me? Questions. Probably one of my plushies, because I need a plushie to fall asleep. I'm very much the big spoon, so I always, like, cuddle things against me, so I would need that if it's just me going by myself kind of thing, and I just need something to be there to, you know, keep me company, remind me of home, that sort of thing. Okay, next one. If you could wake up and suddenly be able to be an expert level in any skill, what would it be? Oof. Expert level, huh? I want to say either, either graphic design, because I always have trouble, like, coming up with, like, color schemes and how things are kind of designed in general when I'm drawing. And I know there's, like, the color theory and that stuff, but, like, I want to be able to know, okay, what kind of placements work, like, and, like, be able to come up with something really quickly and easily sort of thing, instead of just, like, you know, staring at a blank screen forever. So either that or maybe, like, game design, just because it can meld in, like, my art, my love for story and, like, game, and then, like, being able to understand how to, like, do gameplay and that sort of thing. Sorry, game design. Just wrap it up in a nice package and make it, like, you know, good. Yeah. I think so. One of those two. Next one. Greenland or Iceland? Iceland, because there's a lot of cool artists from there, like Bjork and, oh my god, what's the name of that band that is in Death Stranding, that has like their entire album on there. Oh my god, I'm gonna lose my mind if I don't look this up right now. Low Roar, right? I think that's where they're from, I believe. But yes, well, Bjork, especially. Okay. A giant monster attacks the city you live in. Oh no, it's Godzilla. Do you hide amongst the rubble or join the resistance force against it? Again, I'm not going to be able to survive these kinds of things, so I'm going to hide. Yeah, because I live in Canada. I could if I wanted to get access to guns, but I don't know, don't really need to. So, I don't know the first thing about handling any sort of weaponry, so yeah, probably hide so that I don't get in anybody's way. Next one. Vanilla cake or chocolate pie? Oof. I said I love chocolate, but it depends on how the pie's made. Like, if it's with the crust and stuff, I don't know. I love cake, though. And vanilla is like my second favorite flavor, so I think I'm about to go vanilla cake. Next one is, you happen across the star from Mario Brothers and are invincible for 24 hours. What do you do with your day? Nothing. just because I'm invincible doesn't mean I'm free from consequence. So, yeah, I'm probably just gonna, like, you know, live the way I usually do. Like, if I just run across the street, you know, right in the middle of traffic, there's still going to be people bouncing off me and, like, cars being destroyed, and it's going to be my fault. I'm not going to... No. Just no. Okay, next one is, if you could live in an 80s movie for a day, which one and why? Ooh. I think I'd pick Labyrinth because David Bowie. And I know there's that one line where he's like, oh, you know, serve me, do as I say. No, wait. Do as I say or something, and I'll be your slave. I'm totally on board with the slave part. I will not do anything in return. it's very switchy sounding. I don't know. But David Bowie, that's why. And, I'd probably actually take what, Sarah went through to heart, sort of thing. So yeah. Someone spies you from across the bar and sends over a drink in hopes of getting you to go home with them. What's the drink? Are you asking, like, what drink will send me, will get me to go home with them? Or, like, just, like, if someone was to get me a drink? Because I don't do that stuff. I don't do, like, one night stands or just, like, go to the bar and, like, hook up with some random person. Yeah. I don't do that. They can try, but it's not gonna work. I don't know. I like fruity stuff. I guess, like, I don't know, a margarita or like a sangria, maybe. I don't know. I like wine too, red wine. Yeah. But not gonna go home with them. It's the honest truth. Gotta do better than that. Okay, what would you rather wield? A whip made of live cobras or a club made of a live shark? Absolutely a club made of a live shark because I don't think I could handle any kind of whip because I'm extremely clumsy. So, and a club is a little, at least it's one solid object. And super strength would be like probably my favorite superpower to have. So, and, like, you know, it's got some extra bite to it, so it's gonna hurt even more. So, if I had the power to wield a club made of a live shark and do it well, absolutely that one. Okay. Giant robot or giant monster? In what context? Giant monster, I think. I think it's a little more creative because it allows you to kind of, like, are we talking about Mothra? Are we talking about Godzilla? I don't know. I think it's just like more options to look at, to like think of when it comes to when you're just saying giant monster. You are given control over water or fire. Which do you choose and why? I think I would choose water, because fire, like, the instant you use it, it's going to just, it's basically just, like, kind of destruction. Like, you can't, like, use it in small amounts and still not, you know, destroy everything. Meanwhile, water, you can adjust the pressure and, like, you know, power washers. That shit hurts. Not that I've been sprayed with one before, but I've seen, like, you know, that stuff can do some serious damage. So water. Next, something has happened and the world is in a state of eternal day or eternal night. Which do you prefer and why? I would definitely choose eternal night, because I could not sleep in eternal day at all. I would lose my mind. And I have migraines as well, so I'm like, no, I refuse to be in any form of light whatsoever. And, like, I'm perfectly fine with, like, you know, artificial light, too. That'll be fine. And, like, now that there are, like, when it comes to, like, laptops and that sort of stuff, like, you got, like, flux. You can change you can do, like, night lights and stuff, so it can be easier on the eyes, too. And I'm going way off topic, so eternal night is my answer. Okay. You're stuck in a loop and have to relive one day of your life over and over. What happened that day? Oh, God. I never saw Groundhog Day, but... I don't wanna. That's awful. God. One day of my life over and over. Jeez. Oh, that's tough. Oh, my God. Because there's, like... On one hand, there's a lot... There's been a lot of shit that's happened to me. And then there's a lot... And then there's also... The good shit that's happened to me is also, like... I treasure each and every single good moment, so I'm like, I don't want to pick one over the other. Oh, God, I don't know. There's so many things. So many options. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. Actually... I think I'd pick the first night, or the first day that my boyfriend and I moved in together. Like, I'm out of my parents' house for good, and I'm final, like, that feeling of freedom and being with someone that I love so much and having my own stuff and having, you know, not have to, like, look over my shoulder as at someone trying, like, expecting me to do whatever. Yeah, I think I'd probably pick that, now that I think of it. Yeah. Okay, what's the one material thing you own that you could not live without? Oof. One? But I've got so many plushies. Oh, man. One material thing. Oh, God. Why is it always one? Why is the number always one? No, if we're talking in general, I'd say, like, maybe a notebook and a pencil. But, like, if it's something that I specifically, yeah, it is something that I own, okay. Shit, I don't know. I could not live without. I really don't like this answer, but probably my laptop, just because I have, you know, access to, like, everything that I need with it, so probably that. I know it's super basic and, like, not very creative, but that's probably what I would pick. What's the last video game you remember playing? Listen, I just got done finished Soma, like, an hour ago. So, of course, I mean, I have the memory of a goldfish, but it's not that bad. I just finished, yeah, so Soma is what I just finished. I love, it actually wasn't as bad as I thought. It was a lot shorter than that, but I kind of expected that. It asks a lot of existential questions, and the sci-fi aspects to it were pretty cool. and like it there was like a few times where I would ask, like there's like surveys that the characters in the game were to answer, and you can answer the questions too, and it like questions you about like, okay, what it like things about humanity and like what it means to be human, and what would you do if you you know, like how do, what do you think of human consciousness? And I don't want to spoil too much, but it's like it's a really cool concept. I think they could have done more with it. I think there's a couple loose ends kind of not tied up perfectly, but it was good for what it was. Yeah. Next game on the agenda is Chaos Child, which is a visual novel, like murder mystery kind of thing. So, yeah. That's currently downloading as we speak, so yeah. Okay. You're suddenly hungry, like, right now. If you could get it right now, no matter what it is, what sounds good? But I'm not hungry. I don't know. I guess I'm thirsty. I'd have water. I'm very low maintenance like that. If I need it, I'll get it myself. And I don't need anything fancy or special. So, yeah. Okay, next one is, who is your favorite Disney villain?
Oh, that opens it up. Oh my god.
Favorite Disney villain. Oh my god. Oh my god. I don't know. Maybe Ratigan from The Great Mouse Detective, which is super underrated. I love that movie so much. Just because of the whole, like, Sherlock Holmes, Moriarty kind of thing. He's basically the Moriarty of that world. Of that... Yeah, I think I'd pick that. And he's also voiced by Vincent Price, so... Quality stuff, man. Okay, if you could have an unusual pet, what would it be and what would its name be? An unusual pet. Are we talking, like, fictional or, like, existing, but, like, you know? As a kid, I've always wanted a Komodo dragon, even though they're super dangerous and would kill you like that. Maybe I'll go with that and I'll call him Bob. Because I like, super simple three-letter word names. Or, like, you know, it's just, like, or, like, one-syllable names, like Bob, Fred, George, that kind of stuff. I love those names. So, yeah, I call him a big Komodo dragon named Bob, and he will be my best friend. Okay, my favorite, apparently the OP's favorite question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? Good question. Yeah, because that's just something I'm agnostic. Grew up Catholic, but I think a lot of what's happened to me is kind of changed, like, made me more agnostic. But just for background, if you wanted to know, what would I like to hear God say? Maybe like, all the answers to your questions are right here, I think. Because there's a lot of things that I don't know that I want to know, or things that I wasn't privy to knowing over the course of my life. And I think I'd want to be able to have some sort of knowledge about my life that I could never get, maybe in the I guess mortal realm, if you want to say it, call it like that. And that seems to be about it. So thank you all again so much for following me, supporting me, just, you know, hanging out with me along this journey that we call Gone Wild Audio. I'm privileged, so privileged to have as many of you as I have following me and my content. And I, again, super speechless. I never thought that that anyone would find my voice attractive. Like, I just kind of decided, let's just try this and see what happens. And I'm honored to really, like, be able to have such a positive feedback from so many of you, and for, you know, deciding to follow me. And I'm really happy as well that I got to, I'm finding a lot about myself in terms of being a femdom. And you guys are giving me a fantastic and warm environment to explore myself, as well as be your mommy, as I will always be. So, I just want to thank you all. So again, I can't stress this enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sticking with me, for supporting me, sharing your love, care, and wonderful words. And here's to more fun in the future. And yeah, mommy loves you. See you later, guys. Mwah.